Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Special honor today for the people who rescued the child who was nearly killed when her father leaped to his death in front of a subway train.
Muchas gracias.
A humble Jairo Torres receiving applause and a certificate of merit from Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. for rescuing the 5-year-old girl whose father pulled her in front of a moving train.
I never think about my life. I think about the baby, to rescue the baby, to protect the baby.
Antonio Love also lent a hand at the scene.
I was just there to help him out.
They got the little girl to crawl from between the tracks to them, then lifted her to the platform. Diaz called them the Batman and Robin of the Bronx. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on the Grand Concourse.
It was a match made off-Broadway. The actors who play Huddle and Perchik in the Yiddish version of Fiddler on the Roof have gotten engaged. Page 6 of the Post says Drew Sigla proposed to Stephanie Lynn Mason on the Central Park bench where they used to run lines. They say the two kept their relationship hush-hush to keep it professional at work, but apparently their onstage kisses became so heated, the stage manager had to tell them to chill. Governor Cuomo was in Connecticut today meeting with Governor Ned Lamont to talk about working together on recreational marijuana policies that would also address vaping products.
How you do it will determine the success of the program. And doing that collectively and regionally makes sense. And we're going to have a meeting October 17th where we put together regional partners and try to talk that through. My goal is to have a proposal by January.
Health officials nationwide are investigating hundreds of cases of serious breathing illnesses in people who use e-cigs and other vaping devices. The governor says he's also would like to bring New Jersey into the conversation, noting that you don't want people driving to and from nearby states to buy these products. A Brooklyn composer whose works have been performed at Lincoln Center in the Guggenheim filed suit today against Lyft, saying one of its drivers ruined his career. Jonathan Pratt claims the driver, who came to pick him up in Williamsburg one night back in 2017, beat him senseless when Pratt canceled his ride. He says he suffered concussions and a broken wrist that needed a bone graft, still has not fully recovered, and may never get back to his music. The suit also alleges Lyft flouted the law by hiring the West African immigrant despite not having a TLC license, allowed him to drive without a background check, and failed to keep him off the job until 6 months after the assault was reported. Lyft issued a statement saying safety is fundamental and describing the incident as terrifying. The company says it permanently banned the driver from the Lyft community as soon as it was made aware of what happened. The driver, meantime, is still on the loose. Officials say he may have returned to the Ivory Coast. You probably noticed many vacant storefronts in New York City. Midtown Manhattan has a lot of them. Today, City Comptroller Scott Stringer released a report on what he calls the retail vacancy crisis. He found between 2007 and 2017, the amount of empty retail space doubled across the city, and that trend was fueled by the Amazon effect of online retailing, rising commercial rents, and too many government regulations. Stringer has proposed a series of measures to help remedy the situation, including a tax incentive for retailers in high vacancy areas. We know about the NYPD's stepped up security during this UN General Assembly week. Now, the FAA announced it has placed a temporary flight restriction over the city for drones. Regional Administrator Jennifer Solomon spoke to 1010 Winds.
We're worried about the safety of the people attending the UN General Assembly. But from a security perspective, our law enforcement partners need to make sure that the airspace is clear and that they know who is operating and where they are operating.
She says the FAA and law enforcement have identified a number of private drones flying near the UN security area, jeopardizing safety and security. Rockland gave the all clear this morning, declaring the measles epidemic it's endured since last fall officially over. At a news conference, County Health and Hospitals Commissioner Dr. Patricia Rupert said there were 312 cases.
As expected, we did see acute complications of the measles with multiple hospitalizations, including intensive care for pneumonia and for preterm birth. Long-term complications may still occur and they will be followed. To date, fortunately, though, no deaths have occurred in this county.
42 days have passed since the last case of the disease. Manhattan D.A. Cy Vance Jr. today announced the return of an ancient gold coffin to Egypt. It was recovered from a smuggling ring.
This coffin is just one of hundreds of antiquities stolen by the same multinational trafficking ring. So you may well see a few more significant seizures of prominent antiquities in the months and years to come.
He says New Yorkers place a strong value on cultural heritage, and returning stolen cultural treasures to their countries of origin is at the core of their mission to stop the trafficking of stolen antiquities.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.